world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs, you need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am certified in holistic nutrition. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, or treat any disease. Today we're going to talk about the top 10 deaths caused by doctors. And I first want to start out by saying that when it comes to emergency medicine, medical doctors are fantastic. It's unbelievable what they can do. But when it comes to chronic degenerative diseases, going to an MD for one of those diseases is like taking your computer to a carpenter to have it fixed. He's not the right person for the job. So let's get to it. 630,000 people die of heart disease needlessly in the U.S. This breaks down to cardiomyopathy heart attacks that's caused by a selenium deficiency, congestive heart failure, a vitamin B1 deficiency, atherosclerosis caused by eating fried foods and oils in a bottle. For a further breakdown of that, listen to the episode I did on heart disease and also the one I did on cholesterol and Alzheimer's. Those both were very popular shows. Number 2 of the top 10 deaths caused by doctors. 560,000 people die of cancer each year. There's way too many things we can talk about that we can prevent cancer and reverse cancer. It's illegal to cure cancer, which is why nobody knows about it. I plan on doing a show on cancer, and it's going to be a long one, so stay tuned for that. The third leading cause of death in the United States is, any guesses? Medical errors. 250,000 people die each year from medical errors. This comes from Johns Hopkins, 2016. Now, I've heard some really crazy stories, like people going in to have for delivery and ending up with their legs cut off and crazy stuff like that. Operating on the kidney and they take the wrong kidney out. There was a study done by Lucien LePay in 1990, and he found that 50% of ER doctors were either drunk or high on street drugs or prescription drugs when they were on duty. And another study in 2014 also confirmed that statistic, so no wonder there's so many medical errors. The fourth leading cause of death? 180,000 people who are senior citizens die from conditions they acquired in the hospital. This is the Health and Human Services 2010 report. And that report specifically says conditions they acquired in the hospital, not conditions that they went to the hospital for. Just to reiterate that, CNN had an article called "The Older You Are, the Worse the Hospital Is for You." And Ken Kavinsky, a physician and researcher at the University of California, San Francisco, Division of Geriatrics, said, "A lot of the stuff we do in the medicine does more harm than good." The fifth leading cause of needless death, 137,000 people die from stroke. 85% of that is an essential fatty acid deficiency, and the other 15% of that is a copper deficiency. Not necessary. The sixth leading cause of death, 106,000 people die from FDA-approved safe prescription drugs and over-the-counter drugs taken as prescribed. This is a JAMA 1998 article, and that number is actually greater, last 20 years. The seventh leading cause of death is 99,000 people die of infections acquired in the hospital. That's the CDC 2002. Nobody has to die from an infection. Go to my show on supporting the immune system naturally. I talk about a lot of different things that can be used proactively against viruses and bacteria, even the antibiotic-resistant bacteria like MRSA and C. diff. And Ebola, and any virus that you can think of. This is not that complicated. Come on, doctors. The next leading cause of death, 72,000 people die of diabetes. We've known for 60 years that it's been a chromium deficiency. Also, eating way too much sugar is a problem. Come on. Go back to the show I did on diabetes. for more information about this. The next leading cause of death, 72,000 people die of Alzheimer's. This is a cholesterol deficiency. Now, whose idea was it to reduce your cholesterol and avoid saturated fats? Was that the MD? I think it was. Oops. Go listen to my show on cholesterol and Alzheimer's for more information on that. And the final leading cause of death in the United States, which is not necessary, is 45,000 people die of kidney disease when there's nothing wrong with the kidneys. It's just small vessels plugged up in the kidneys, which is causing the problem, which is caused by eating fried foods and oils. Go to my show that I did about kidney disease and you can learn more about that. So the grand total number of needless deaths caused by doctors is 2,079,000. I think we can do better. Remember, if you're hearing this transmission, you are the last hope for your friends and loved ones. Don't let this happen to them. It's not necessary. So this is Brian Showalter signing out. We'll see you next time.
The Freedom from Pharmacy podcast is owned by Easyway LLC and is under Ohio Revised Code 4.